Philadelphia teachers are still shell-shocked after the school district terminated their contract last week in a surprise unilateral move. The district intends to pump additional badly needed funds into schools by getting teachers to contribute towards health care costs. As WHYY's Kevin McCurry reports, the lower take-home pay is forcing some educators to rethink their commitment to Philadelphia.
Speech and language pathologist Sonia Britnall has been dreaming recently of the Pacific Northwest.
I'm thinking about Oregon. You know what? I used to live in Oregon. I could go back there, and I could be poor and have nothing, but it would be beautiful.
Britnall works at Greenfield Elementary in Center City and is one of more than 1,100 teachers union members who had their contract unilaterally terminated last week. For her, the move has multiple repercussions. Her husband is also a district teacher, and her two kids attend public schools, where resources are bare, and now teachers are increasingly disgruntled.
And so being here, it's like I make a lot of sacrifices for my kids. I mean, they have no art class. My daughter has no art at all. They don't have, you know, supplies, resources. I'm giving up so much because I love walking to work and living in the city, but at some point, the math doesn't work out.
Here's the math. Philly teachers have lower average salaries compared to almost all surrounding school districts. But one of the major perks has been that they didn't have to contribute to their health care premiums. With last week's move, teachers suddenly must budget for a significant reduction in take-home pay. When district leaders have publicly discussed the burden on teachers, they've cited modest figures. But those are for a higher deductible plan, less generous than what teachers are used to. To cover a family under a plan similar to current ones, teachers would spend more than $6,000 a year, essentially covering a quarter of the total premium, higher than the percentage paid by some suburban teachers. That's causing Britnall to rethink her options.
Because I'm in a highly needed field of speech-language pathology, I could have a different job tomorrow. I hate to tell you. So I get cold calls asking me to work. So I was just like, well, maybe I should just quit.
When her colleague at Greenfield, Jackie Serra, did the math, between this expense and the cost of childcare,
financially, it may make more sense for me to be a stay-at-home mom.
Central High School history teacher George Bizanis lives in Fox Chase with his wife and two children.
So I decided to do the numbers, and I decided to look at other districts and what they're offering, because we don't really want to have a drainage of good teachers leaving the city and going to other districts.
Bizanis determined that his family would be better off by far if he could secure a job outside the city. District leaders say they understand that imposing health care costs could spur some staff to leave, but they say the move was necessary to put additional badly needed resources back into classrooms, more than $50 million worth this year and more than $200 million worth over the next 4 years. For Bizanis, who a few years ago turned down an offer from the Springfield District in Delaware County, it's a time of doubt and uncertainty.
I've never looked back at that choice, but I'm starting to now.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCorry.